If you put the words stem and cell into a search engine, descriptions like game changer and breakthrough come up. Expect to see those words again today as scientists announce that they're a step closer to the holy grail of stem cell research. That goal is to make stem cells rebuild damaged tissue, ideally any type of tissue damage, whether it's caused by aging, injury or disease. Scientists at the University of New South Wales have announced that using a method which echoes the way salamanders regrow their limbs, that they might be able to repair everything from spinal discs to bone fractures in humans. And it's not too far off in the future we're talking. It could be a reality within the next few years. The lead author of this study, which is published today, is hematologist and UNSW Associate Professor John Pomander, who joins me in the breakfast studio. John Pomander, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, Fran. Nice to be here.
And congratulations on where you are so far.
Thank you.
Just a bit of background. There are two types of stem cells we usually talk about, embryonic and adult. Apart from the fact that one comes from an embryo and the other doesn't, just very briefly, how do they differ?
Right.
Or so does that matter?
It does matter. So embryonic stem cells are taken from a developing embryo, and when you take the cells out, of course, the embryo is destroyed in the process, and that has ethical concerns. But these embryonic stem cells also have this amazing capacity of repairing making any cell type in the body. Now, the adult stem cells are stem cells that you and I have in our body right now, and these are more tissue-specific. So you have blood stem cells in our bone marrow, muscle stem cells in our muscle, and these cells do what they're destined to do. They just make the one type of tissue. Now, the problem is that their number might be limited, and you can extract bone marrow for blood stem cells, and people have bone marrow transplants every day to save lives. But
is that what that is, effectively?
That is. A bone marrow transplant is effectively stem cell therapy using blood stem cells. But you can't get muscle stem cells easily without, for example, damaging that muscle. So there are limitations of using adult stem cells, and hence the efforts to make some of these stem cells in a dish.
Okay, and that's what you've been doing, and you've been making, I think, what we call a multipotent or a pluripotent cell. Tell us how you've done that, which acts like an embryonic stem cell in the fact that it can change itself, doesn't it?
Right, okay, so there are distinctions between what we have made and what embryonic stem cells and pluripotent stem cells are. So pluripotent stem cells and embryonic stem cells, as I mentioned, can make any sort of cell type in the body, but these have certain constraints. You can't directly transplant these cells into a damaged area because the cells will do what they're meant to do, which is to make any sort of cell type in the body rather than to repair the tissue type that is damaged. So our stem cells don't seem to do that. They seem to be more controlled and more disciplined. They don't make tumors once we transplant them. They seem to take their cue from surrounding damaged tissues and just repair the tissue that is damaged. And we call them multipotent because when we put them back into a damaged area, if you damaged bone and muscle, they seem to repair bone and muscle.
So what are these cells you're working with? They're adult stem cells.
Right.
And there's the fat cells, aren't they?
Right, yes. So what we have done is it was Vashi Chandrakant, a research fellow in my lab, who developed this method. He applied two compounds. One is a drug called azacitidine that we use to treat blood disorders in the clinic, and a growth factor. And what we observed was that the treatment of these fat cells, those mouse fat cells or human fat cells, and we also use mouse bone cells, transformed the cell from its native mature state into a cell that could then proliferate in a dish. And what was amazing was when we put them back into an animal model where we had damaged muscle or bone, these cells had the capacity to repair that muscle or bone. So they came from a fat cell, they lost their identity, and they what we call de-differentiated, became a multipotent cell, and then it demonstrated this capacity to repair these tissues.
I love the language around this. They switched off their memory and converted themselves into stem cells. So they forgot what they were through the treatment with this drug.
Right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And they're not the danger. They don't present the danger that others do, which is the formation of tumours. That's important.
That is correct. So in 2006, Yamanaka, a Japanese scientist who won the Nobel Prize in 2012, came up with this fantastic technique of forcing gene expression in skin cells to transform these cells into what he called an induced pluripotent stem cell. But these cells have certain limitations in that they cannot, as I mentioned, be directly transplanted. They need to be matured in a dish to make a certain tissue. To force this gene expression, they had to use viruses to get the DNA into these cells. So there are concerns, there are clinical concerns in using these things in practice.
What's this, when we talk about the similarity that the salamander limb degeneration, now salamanders can regenerate a limb, for those of you who don't know, and this was the inspiration for this understanding. Why? What's the same thing? What's? How did you work out what the salamanders were doing and how that might work with mice or hopefully humans?
Right, so the salamanders, as you mentioned, can regenerate their limbs. And what they do is that at the site of detachment, the cells that are mature cells, they, what we call dedifferentiate, they lose their mature identity. They go back in time, then they proliferate, and then go forwards again. So humans and higher order animals have lost this capacity. When we detach a limb, for example, we form a blood clot, and then we form scar tissue. So we do have stem cells at that area, but they can only go one way, they only go forwards. So I use salamanders only as an analogy here, in that we've taken cells, we've gone backwards.
I see.
We've lost their identity, and they proliferate, and then they go forwards again.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 7. Our guest is Associate Professor John Pomander. He's a hematologist. He's also the lead author of this study, which is being published today, which looks at a breakthrough in UNSW in terms of stem cell research and application. Let's talk about the application, John, because we've been waiting a long time for this. The idea of embryonic stem cells regenerating injuries and aging and having breakthroughs with diseases like Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis has been a holy grail for a long time, and we've been waiting, and I think we're still waiting to a large degree. With your reprogramming your multipotent cells, it's not that kind of application you're talking about. It's bone, isn't it? You're talking about bones and limbs.
That's what our data is showing at the moment. We don't really know the full potential of these cells at the moment, but we would probably use them in a simple structure first. And I think there are merits in that, because people don't...
So bones rather than nerves?
Initially, at least. We haven't demonstrated their efficacy in growing nerves in the body. We can do that in a dish, but not in the body. So we've selected structural problems like disc degeneration, arthritis, bone healing, muscle healing, regenerating blood vessels, which I think are important issues that a lot of patients face with huge economic impacts. And I think that's where the merit, I think, will first apply.
So if you could, in effect, so what this might be able to do is, you talked about spinal regeneration. If you've got a rotten disc, a compressed disc or a damaged disc, replacement or just regenerating the disc that is there.
Right, we hope to
be growing a new one or fixing.
We want to perhaps do both, actually. So in early disc degeneration, we might just inject these cells and effectively regrow the damaged disc. But if the disc is too far gone, what we envisage doing is maybe printing a disc using 3D. Print technology, and then coating these prints with these cells, and then implanting that into the disc space.
And this is breakthrough? This is, you're far ahead in this than anyone else?
Right. So I must point out that this is a first step, in that this work, we can make both mouse and human cells do this. The paper describes our data from using mouse multipotent cells in mice. We have transplanted our human multipotent stem cells into animal models, and we're waiting for the data to come through. And if that all looks good, I think we should be able to go into clinical trials towards the end of next year.
Well, congratulations. That's very exciting. My sore neck is twitching in anticipation. John, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
And congratulations to the team. Associate Professor John Pomander from UNSW. He's a hematologist and the lead author of this study. The findings have been published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science Journal.